It's time for this week's edition of the Elkin Valley Trails Association Report. It's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. Let's go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. Hello, my friend. How are you, sir?
Hey, Joel. I'm doing great.
All right, buddy. What have you got in store for us this week?
Okay. On Saturday, of course, we'll have the Farmer's Market, and we have a booth set up there with the Valley, with the Yakka Valley Rotary Club, and we'll be selling ducks and turtles. We're trying to get people to adopt one or many. There are 40 prizes. We have a kayak. We have three bicycles fit for the size of kids. We have lots of meals, equipment, lots of things donated by 40 different companies in town. So stop by and adopt a duck or turtle for the Duck and Turtle Regatta to be held in the fall. That'll help support building trails. Also, this fall we're going to be having the Insane Terrain. This year it's going to be different. It's been 5K for a while, but there's going to be a 15K this year, and that is going to run all the way to Carter Falls and back. So that's kind of going to be a tough run, but start training up now and you'll be ready to go. Speaking about Carter Falls, if you go out there now, be really careful. We're working with Wilkes County Commissioners. Eddie Settle is leading the way, John Yates and Tony Triplett, Bob Hillier, Joe Hicks, Jason Taylor, Jerry Martin and Sarah Martin Bird, all working in that area to help get the trail ready. We've got some grants turned in for engineering a bridge. It will be a suspension bridge. It'll be down below the falls that are about 60 feet high if you've never seen them. And there are falls above it and way below it. There's a little falls, and then there's this great big fall. And so we'll be running the trail out. The Insane Terrain will run all the way out there. Thanks to Robert Bald at EU for putting that on, and he's the leader of our trail running activities. We also have a beautiful wildflower meadow, thanks to Joe Mickey, Yakin Valley Gardening Club, Yakin Valley Schools, Elkin Volunteers, Jason Taylor, Dandy Ammons Foundation. So if you go to the park and go past the Shoe Factory Dam, walk out the trail, it's just gorgeous out there now, y'all. Your legs get cool as the water comes up. That way you can feel the breeze off the water sometimes. After you cross the 140-foot bridge, on your right, there's a 3.3-acre meadow. It's just bursting out right now in wild bergamot, pale lavender flowers all over. A few reds, Oswego tea. The hummingbirds love it. And, of course, the Oswego tea, the Boston Tea Party people use that for tea back when the rest of the tea got dumped in the bay. Pick up any trash as you see. We'd really appreciate that as you walk along. It's a great place to walk with your family, and if you're handicapped, we'd like to thank Tamco, Patricia, and Ken Nix for donating not one, but two electric golf carts to the town, to Elkin Valley Trails, which in turn has worked with the town to keep maintaining it up. And we have 12 veterans certified to drive those, and if you can't walk the trail, you can find a ride now. So it's a great opportunity. We're still working on grants for Carter Falls, and that's been good. This last weekend, we spent about 3 hours working on Kelvin Settles land out by Spice Farm Way. It's about 3¾ miles east of Elkin on 268 going around Wayne's Farm. It's a really, really beautiful trail. Jason Taylor, Jan Gehring, Joe Mickey, Bob Hillier, Will Holthauser, Rick Chatham, Alan Howard, Stephen Dunn, I'm just Jackie Colacy, Mike Reeves, Dan Pickett, Ken Green, Martin Weevil, myself, and Dee Neal's out there, Beanie Taylor's out there. So we had a great work crew, got a lot done. Just want to give a shout out to, and if you have a company that would like to get up a little team or just a few people dedicated to working on the trails, we'd love to meet with you. Rusty Tyser is our company, is our trails coordination liaison with companies. But we appreciate the things that we've done really in the last few months with Prism, PVH, Lowe's, Walmart, All Star Rentals, Foothills Forestry, Yakin River Adventure, Yakin General Store, Skull Camp, Wilkes and Surrey County Commissioners, Bridge Street Elk Pharmacy, Kennedy Auto. We're looking forward to doing some things with them. Yakin Bridges School, Yakin Valley Community School, Elkin Schools, and Davidson School Systems bringing kids up here to work. So We're going to take a little bit of a break of the 2 weekends before and after July, but if you'll check us on Facebook and you check us on the website, just say the website, get check in with Stay Informed and Volunteer, and we'll let you know when there's some activities. Thank you so much. How's that?
That's it, buddy. Thank you, my friend. That is Dr. Bill Blackley with this week's Elkin Valley Trails Association Report, and we'll talk next week.